Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. It seems that almost every cinema around is adopting a new gimmick in the hopes of standing out from an increasingly competitive crowd. Reclining seats, live streams, and even table service are some of the experiences offered to tempt viewers away from their cheaper and more convenient sofas. One cinema in central London, however, has such a unique past and present that it's become as much of a cult hit as the films it presents. Monocle's Christy Evans has more.
If there is a hell on earth, it is probably Leicester Square. A concrete patch of land surrounded by restaurant chains, gimmicky stores and giant cinemas for hosting film premieres, it is somewhat of a tourist honeypot. Arrive at 6 p.m. and you'll find yourself dodging street dancers, caricature artists and swarms of overseas schoolchildren. By 9 p.m. the distinct hum of cheap aftershave hangs in the air as the clubs of Soho begin to open their doors. One might make a convincing case for never stepping foot there, if it were not for one venue. A diamond in the rough, the Prince Charles Cinema. Built in 1961, it opened the following year as the Prince Charles Theatre. It was a venue designed to be open all day, every day, according to its then manager, Harold Fielding. Despite various attempts by Fielding to generate an energetic interest in his self-styled Home of the Arts, the venture was a complete failure. In 1964, Fielding revamped it into a music hall. A year later, it was sold to the Star Cinema chain. The stage was ripped out, more seats were added, and in 1969 the Prince Charles Cinema was open to members of the public. Providing, of course, that they were over the age of 18. In true Soho style, it had become a porn theatre, and proudly held the UK's longest run of the films Caligula and Emmanuel.
Sì, che cosa?
Ti tradisce.
Puttana. Tu, eh?
Finally, in 1991, seeds of a more wholesome type were planted, and the venue took its first steps to becoming the cult hit its fans know and love today. The new management aimed to provide cheap seats within the West End, with tickets ranging from £1 to £12, a fairly impressive model to have, considering it is the country's only non-subsidised cinema. Compared to the £12 to £20 tickets offered by its neighbouring competitors, however, it is certainly succeeding. If you were to duck down into Leicester Place for safety and sanity, you'd probably find a lengthy queue winding its way around the boxy structure, due to a box office area so shallow there's barely enough room to swing the proverbial cat. A second queue on the right-hand side of the building is the official waiting area for Screen 2, formerly the theatre's balcony section. This arrangement is agreeable in the few weeks of spring and summer, but can become a test of endurance from October through March. Once you've purchased your ticket, head down to the bar named after Quentin Tarantino, who publicly declared the Prince Charles Cinema to be a mecca for people who love quality films.
You know, the day that Kill Bill plays at the Prince Charles, all right, will be the day that Kill Bill truly comes home when it comes to England.
While waiting, why don't you scribble on the giant blackboard your suggestions for future screenings? Or maybe just prove your film trivia knowledge by laying down your favourite quote. Before you take your seat, don't forget to pop to the bathroom.
Ladies, look out for the cubicle dedicated to director Kevin Smith. He famously complained that Tarantino had an entire bar without setting foot there. Yet Smith had visited twice and didn't have a single toilet in his name. That was duly rectified the very next day.
If you end up in Screen 1, you'll notice an odd innovation inherited from its former life as the stalls of the theatre. The floor is scooped, putting the seats at a reverse incline. Combined with a high screen, it means that each and every audience member can feel like they're in the front row without breaking their neck or burning out their retinas. The crucial component, though, is the film you're about to watch. Prince Charles's repertoire is unconventional, to say the least. Current listings include a sing-along of new release The Greatest Showman, an 80th anniversary screening of black-and-white classic Angels with Dirty Faces.
All right, fellas. Let's go and say a prayer for a boy who couldn't run as fast as I could.
A quote-along and directed Q&A for cult hit The Room.
Oh, come on, why not? No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
An extended run of Oscar winner Call Me By Your Name.
And what is wrong with Bach, the way Bach would have played Bach?
Bach never wrote it for the guitar. In fact, we're not even sure Bach wrote
forget
it at all.
Forget I asked.
And an Arnold Schwarzenegger all-nighter.
Stick around.
Don't forget your costume.
I'll be back.
Not shying away from politics, it screened global warming documentary An Inconvenient Truth every single week of 2007 and hosted Q&As with then-Environment Minister David Miliband. Arthouse cinephiles and Disney lovers alike flock to this West End haven, one sleepless weekend after another. It's safe to say, after 50-odd years of soul-searching, this unique little venue has finally found its place. For Monocle, I'm Christy Evans.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Christy Evans for today's episode. And remember, tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Uck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.